Power Compute's $18 Bitcoin loan has zero margin calls. Until September 2nd, a Bitcoin mining company has structured an $18 million debt position that carries no margin calls until September 2, backing it with 307 BTC worth roughly $18 million at current prices. The arrangement, reported by Crypto Slate, is a live example of how a large Bitcoin holder can borrow against its coins without the daily liquidation risk that defines most crypto collateralized lending. Bitcoin traded at 64,386 SARK as of August 7, 2026, down 0.2% on the day and 0.9% over the week, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 38, Fear. At that price, the 307 BTC pledged against the loan sits comfortably above the level where the deal starts to strain. The structure that removes the daily margin call. Most crypto-backed loans work on a rolling loan-to-value ratio. If the collateral drops in value, the lender issues a margin call, and the borrower either posts more collateral or watches the position get liquidated, often within hours. That mechanism is what turns a Bitcoin drawdown into forced selling, which then feeds the drawdown further. Power Compute's arrangement swaps the rolling call for a fixed date. The low borrowing rate lasts one period. On September 2nd, the company faces three options. Repay the $18 million in full, surrender the collateral, or accept a reset rate for the next period. Until that date arrives, a falling Bitcoin price does not trigger an automatic sale. The company keeps its 307 BTC and its operating runway intact through the window. The liquidation math still exists. It just moves to the edges. Based on the reported terms, the position comes under real pressure if Bitcoin drops below roughly 58,860. That is about 9% under the current price. A move of that size in a single period is well within Bitcoin's normal range, so the buffer is meaningful but not enormous. The miners' case for borrowing instead of selling Bitcoin miners sit on a specific problem. They hold the asset they produce, but they pay their bills, power, hardware, payroll, in dollars. Selling BTC to cover costs means giving up the upside they are in business to capture. Borrowing against the stack lets a miner raise cash without realizing a sale or a taxable event. The fixed window structure fits that need better than a standard margin loan. A miner running a tight power contract cannot afford to get liquidated during a two-day dip and then watch the price recover the following week. Buying certainty until September 2nd lets Power Compute plan around a known repayment date rather than a moving liquidation price. The trade-off is the reset. If Bitcoin is lower on September 2 and the company cannot repay, it either hands over coins near a local low or refinances at whatever rate the market offers in a weaker tape. The structure does not remove risk. It concentrates it into a single decision point. The wider pattern behind the position, corporate Bitcoin balance sheets have grown large enough that how they are financed now matters for the whole market. When Bitcoin fell earlier this year, SpaceX booked a paper loss on its holdings, a reminder that treasury exposure cuts both ways. Governments have moved the other direction, with 13 governments now holding $26.8 billion in Bitcoin, led by the United States. Loans like Power Compute's add a second layer. Every fixed window position is a scheduled event, a date when coins might get sold, held, or refinanced. Enough of them clustered around the same period could shape short-term supply. One $18 million position does not move the market. The pattern, repeated across dozens of miners and treasuries, is worth tracking. For ordinary holders, the lesson runs the other way. The same collateral logic that lets a miner borrow at scale also sits behind consumer products. Crypto-backed lines of credit and cards let users spend against their coins instead of selling, and platforms such as Uphold's instant crypto-backed loans bring a version of this to retail. The risk is identical at any size. If the collateral falls far enough, the position unwinds, and whether that happens on a rolling call or a fixed date is the whole design choice.